WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An evening drive last night landed an 11-year-old boy in jail for unauthorized use of motor vehicle. Bryan Police Sergeant Jason James says the boy, who was staying with his grandparents, got the key to their car without their knowledge and drove through the neighborhood for more than six blocks. Damages included striking a tree in a yard on Woodmere and knocking over a mailbox on Oak Ridge before being stopped by hitting a tree in a yard near the intersection of Oak Ridge and Briar Oak.
The speeds were slow, but striking the tree was, I guess, good enough that it disabled the vehicle. The juvenile was spinning the tires at that point, and so it was producing a lot of smoke, which caused a response from the fire department and the police department because they thought the vehicle was on fire. When we got there, we were able to get the juvenile out of the vehicle, secure the vehicle, make sure the juvenile wasn't hurt.
James says no one was injured, and the first two neighbors aren't pressing charges for the tree and mailbox, but the grandparents are filing charges for the stolen vehicle. He says the boy will meet with the judge this morning. A man is out of the hospital and out of jail after being accused of drunk driving, hitting three vehicles, a trailer, a street sign, and a house. This was Sunday morning, just after 8 in South Bryan on Brookside between Nagel Street and Old College. Officer Kelly McKeithen says two trucks, a car, and the trailer were parked on Brookside.
The road kind of turned to the right towards Old College, and it broke off a curb or jumped over the curb there and went out onto Old College. Now, at this point, the vehicle either spun out or he was trying to make a turn, but he eventually turned around to go back the other direction and ran over a speed limit sign before running into the house that was on Brookside.
43-year-old Scott Guillory was taken to the hospital to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries, then taken to jail, where he posted bond yesterday. Damage to the house, which included ripping out a gas line, was estimated at $15,000. Total damage to all the vehicles, the trailer, and the street sign was set at more than $17,000. For the second time in 5 days, there's been a widespread power outage. BTU is investigating the cause of a blackout yesterday afternoon affecting 1,500 customers for up to 2 hours. The area affected was from the Nantucket development south of College Station to Milliken. This follows an equipment failure last Thursday at the Greens Prairie substation, which sent a ring of black smoke into the sky seen by many, including BTU's Paul Buckner.
The current transformer is an oil-filled device, and that oil is what caught fire. We're going to remove it because we don't need it anymore. It was there because we needed it in the past, but since we've taken ownership of it, we no longer need it. Customers will not know the difference if it's there or not there.
The Greens Prairie substation is shared between BTU and College Station Utilities. The clock is now running for those interested in vying for city council and school board positions.
Incumbents who filed yesterday, the first day for the November election, included the mayors of College Station and Bryan, Nancy Berry and Jason Bayansky. Also seeking re-election is Bryan Councilman Richard Cortez. There will be at least one new member to the Bryan City Council because Paul Madison is term limited. Two have filed for Madison's seat, Perry Stephanie and Kevin Davenport. There will also be a new member of the College Station Council. The one opening is currently filled by Jess Fields, who is not running for re-election. Steve Aldrich and Gary Ives have filed for that position. There will also be at least one new person on the Bryan and College Station school boards. Maritza Hoffman and Randall Pitcock told WTAW News they are not seeking re-election. Filing for Hoffman's seat was Josh Smith. And back to the College Station school board, Jeff Harris has filed for another term, and Michael Wesson is seeking the post now held by Garland Watson. The deadline for filing is August 26th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the third straight week, Brazos County commissioners will be considering a burn ban. County Judge Dwayne Peters says one factor they take into consideration is the added load for volunteer fire departments and the sheriff's office.
They're the ones that have to go out and drop the signs down. You know, right now the signs are flipped up so that you can't read them. But if we pass it, then they've got to go around to all the locations and drop those signs down. And then if there's smoke anywhere, well, then they've got to make a run for it. The sheriff's department then also has to go out to those locations and, you know, determine whether a ticket should be written or not.
Peters says there have been very few problems from landowners who live outside city limits who are affected by a county ban. He also reminds rural property owners they still face civil liability if fires they set spread to neighboring land. Today is the last day of the state legislature's second session, and there's still no proposed constitutional amendment for voters to consider additional highway funding. House members failed by 16 votes to achieve the needed 100. Representative Joe Pickett of El Paso, who wrote the bill, said they gave it a good shot. Pickett's advice to the governor, who says he'll call a third special session.
Don't call us back tomorrow. Just let us relax. Let us have a vacation. Let us have a summer.
Among the 84 supporters were Brazos County Representatives John Rainey and Kyle Cassell. 24 House members were absent yesterday. Speaker Joe Strauss, who was one of two members present who did not vote, is opposed to spending money from the Rainy Day Fund. Strauss calls for developing a long-term solution, which he says can't be developed in a special session. WTAW News Time is 8:13 at 77 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two materials, and used drill pipe. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary number one material, and new structural pipe. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask the competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses. Here's Gaines West.
At West Webb, Arbretton and Gentry, we get nothing but positive feedback about our involvement as a business partner with the Arts Council. They know that it makes us not only a community player, but an important part of the overall growth of our area.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, the skies will remain mostly sunny. It's going to be hot this afternoon with high temperatures rising into the middle and upper 90s. Then for tonight, it's generally clear, just a few scattered clouds around. Overnight low temperature back down to about 75. More sunny and hot weather coming up during the day Wednesday as temperatures soar to 95 to near 100. We'll drop down to the mid to upper 70s at night with clear skies and sunshine with occasional clouds Thursday. Temperature well up into the 90s. I'm meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you juggling ashtrays in there? What were you doing?
Are you playing billiards?
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like to me.
It sounded like billiards. It did.
I thought it was you and Ben playing billiards in WTAW.
It was an ad for a game that was billiards in that.
Oh. So we have to put up with you just kind of surfing the internet when you're supposed to be doing other things.
It was just the weather, Scott.
Is that it?
Let's be kind.
Really?
I don't think
Rob appreciated that. I'm just saying, you know. And so
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I just wish I was playing billiards in the room with you.
I wasn't playing. It was an ad.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys are rough on each other.
Well, I mean,
I think Lee and I are heading out.
We're just glad it's Friday.
We need some normal people in here. It's Tuesday, Scott.
Oh, is it? Oh, dang. I was so hoping. All right. Yes, that's true. Well, you can hear that's Royce Hickman, of course. He's here, and then Lee is here from the Humane Society. As always, how are you all today?
We're doing great.
Okay, good. It's time to play Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little quiz about pop culture and recent current events. There are no prizes involved, but
I can answer already.
Okay.
Whatever Leah says.
There you go. Okay, so here we go.
That's a smart man.
A Bay Area innovator has come up with a new gadget that promises to make life easier for millions of fumbling teenagers and busy women. What is it? Is it A, an iPhone with a GPS locator, B, a bra strap that can clap on and clap off, a new federal law that prohibits teenage drinking and driving until 21, or D, a prom night chastity belt? Once again, a Bay Area innovator has come up with a new gadget that promises to make life easier for millions of fumbling teenagers and busy women. What is it? Is it an iPhone with a GPS locator? B, is it a bra strap that you clap on or clap off? C, is it a new federal law that prohibits drinking and driving from teenagers until 21? Or D, a prom night chastity belt? You'll go first, Kevin.
Cell phone, GPS.
Okay.
Well, you know, well, but if Avis is the answer, then why don't men need it?
Well, now, I don't
that
know.
That sounds where, very. This question sounds sexist.
Hey, don't talk him out of a dumb answer.
Okay. Well, I mean, I was thinking about that answer, but then sure. I thought, well, wait a second.
All right, Kat, what's your answer then?
Oh.
Well, you knew you were going to have to answer.
Well, I mean, I'll go with B just because A would be sexist.
Okay, that what's like a bra strap that you clap on and clap off is not sexist. Because
yeah,
I know a lot
well,
of guys wearing bras these days, sure. But anyway, go ahead.
No, that's not. No, but I mean, why don't men need the GPS thing?
Oh, well,
I mean, that doesn't make
I
sense.
I think it just said teenagers.
It says teenagers and busy women.
Oh, that's true. It did, didn't it? Yeah.
Dang. Well, she listens.
She
to
does. I knew there was somebody out there listening.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Wow. All right, so it doesn't mean I got it right.
Audience is up to six.
That's right. Okay, so that's B for you. Okay, Leah?
I'm going with B as
all
well.
All right, okay, there you go. And Royce?
I'm going to consult with my advisor over
uh-huh,
here.
Okay, okay.
Okay, she says B.
B, okay. The answer is B. It's a bra strap that you can clap on and clap off. It's called the clap-off bra, amazingly enough. Everybody remembers the clapper, the clap-on, clap-off light switch that was advertised on TV. Well, the inventor, Randy Serafin, has in fact taken the same technology to make it even creepier.
Hmm.
You clap your hand and the bra falls to the floor.
Yeah, this sounds
dangerous
like
in a crowd of people.
You don't go to a sports game.
Exactly.
on, off. Yeah.
Although I guess if you went to an Astros game, you'd have no problem.
That's right.
Oh.
Don't worry about that. That's for sure. Okay. All right. Well, or at A&M Sports, you know, because they yell. They don't clap. So there you go.
Yeah, right, you'll be safe there.
That's it. All right. So there you go. That's our Jethro Tripper for today. So let's turn to the Humane Society. What do you all got going on?
Oh, of course, we've had our certified pre-owned pet event going on, and it will continue to run till August 15th. So what that puts us about 16 days or so left mm-hmm. in that event. Discounted adoptions, really great opportunity for you to add a family pet to your family for the fall. A great opportunity. I mean, this time of year, kids sure. are out of school. Mm-hmm. You're home a little bit more, hopefully.
Get them indoctrinated into your world,
get
right?
Get them to understand your concepts
yeah,
before
right.
Off to school this fall. You know, we've been talking a lot about the discounted adoptions and so forth, but we do have an event this week on Thursday the 1st. It'll be from 4 to 6 at La Bodega. There's a organization and that's hosting it, and you will need to go to their website, sorewarding.com, to purchase a ticket. A $15 ticket will get you a taco, a margarita, and a donation back to the shelter.
All right.
So you can bring your dogs out to the patio that's out there at La Bodega, and they do, from what I understand, allow dogs at various times, even not just this event. So I know a lot of times people are looking for places to take their dogs, and we don't have too many here in town. So those that we appreciate those places that we can take dogs to. If you are looking to adopt, like I said, great opportunity now. Everything, we've got puppies, we've got kittens coming in. Nothing on the oddball side right now. Our parakeets and guinea pigs and stuff.
Boa constrictors and all this stuff. Yeah,
yeah, they get transferred. Okay. So great opportunity now. We have lots of kittens coming back from foster care. And we do have a barn cat program. For those of you that may have a barn or garage or a shed area that you want a little bit of mouse patrol, we do adopt out barn cats. They're more on the feral side of cats. They're spayed, neutered, vaccinated. We even ear tip them so that they, from the community, you do know that they are spayed and neutered. And we adopt out a pair of them for $50. So it's a really great opportunity for someone to have some organic, natural pest control
sure,
at your home.
Yeah,
so, for more information, go to our website, aggielanehumane.org. And those barn cats aren't available all the time. It just depends when we do get them in. Again, aggielanehumane.org is our website, or check out our Facebook page, Aggie Lane Humane Society, for all this information. And there is some more information about the event this Thursday on August 1st at La Bodega.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for the time
Thank
this
you.
Morning. Visit with the folks at the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And as you've heard, Roy Hickman is here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful.
Great.
What you have for us
well,
today?
Well, we got a bunch going on, including a luncheon today. Our mm-hmm. Community Impact Award luncheon's out at Pebble Creek Country Club, 11:45. That's sponsored by Texas A&M Department of Procurement Services. And there's still a couple of seats left. If you want to go, you need to call Priscilla first thing this morning. The office will open at 9. So 260-5200. We're honoring three businesses And I don't love, see, I didn't write them down, but we've got bookkeeping,
bottom line bookkeeping. Avonex.
Debbie Bearden, right, Avonex, and then RDM Audio.
See, so, you remember.
I did.
Okay.
A little help. But yeah. Anyway, I'm very excited about that. Tickets are just $20. Tables are $200. Now, we're going to give you a lot of chances to eat in the coming
days. There we go. We like
right.
that.
We have an Economic Outlook briefing luncheon coming up on August 14th. This will be at the Hilton, sponsored by Caldwell Companies, and it's going to be a little longer. It's 11:30 to 1. And this is the impact of the 83rd session of the Texas legislature, and we've got State Senator Swartner will be there, as well as Representative Rainey and Representative Cassell. And tickets for this are $25, tables of 8 are $250, and you can give us a call or get on our website, www.bcschamber.org, and you can register for that event on August the 14th. And then our third one will be a health and wellness luncheon coming up on Tuesday, August 27th. We'll talk more about that when we get closer to the event, but it's just kind of a calendaring. It's going to be, I wish I'd known, plan now for financial, legal, and physical health. This is sponsored by ANCO Insurance, Brown Company Insurance, and this is going to be 11:15 to 1:30. So this is there's six people on a discussion. And, you know, a lot of times we just age and we don't really plan for things that are coming up. And this is kind of, as it says, I wish I'd known all the things that you wish someone had told you earlier. And because this is a little bigger deal, it's a $30 luncheon or $340 for tables. And again, we'll talk to you about who's coming up later. We do have a Chamber Family Night at Bombers Ballpark coming up a week from Friday, August the 9th. This is, they wanted to do something. This is the 95th year of the Chamber. It started in 1918. Mm. And the Bombers, Uri Giva out there, wanted to do something. So we're having a Bombers Night. Buy your tickets through the Chamber, and the Chamber will benefit financially from that. Uri's donating some money to the Chamber from that. It is a Firework Friday, and the Bombers are on a real roll this year,
well.
So it's a good chance to come out and watch them. And then finally, our Business After Hours this week in August is on Thursday, August the 15th, and it's going to be at Atkinson Toyota. Paul is on our board, and I'm very excited about that. It's our 5:30 to 7. There is no charge, and we'd like to have you come out and just meet us and see what we're all about. Finally, Leadership Brazos applications are due this Friday, August the 2nd at 5 o'clock. Get them to the Chamber office. If you're running a little late, give us a call. Some of us usually will hang around to wait a few minutes, but we got to know that you're on the way.
Mm-hmm.
We have no ribbon cuttings coming up, but our Platinum Member Spotlight this week is Prime Vest Financial Services. And I did want to introduce your audience to Lucia Cropper. She's our new manager of business programs, and we're thrilled to have her. I brought her up here to meet you guys and kind of see what the routine
is. See if she still wants the job.
Yeah, well, no, she doesn't have that option.
Yeah.
She does. She may have an option of whether she comes up here or not.
Okay, so, I got you. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, we're thrilled to have her with us.
Good. Very good. All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Now, we visit folks from the Chamber on Tuesday as well, and it's all brought to you, our community segment, by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Your insurance company is serving your needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Will we see a Twitter IPO? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Another big initial public offering could be in the works in the tech sector. Twitter is looking for a financial reporting manager. That strongly suggests the microblogging site is preparing for an IPO. There have been persistent reports for a while now that Apple is working on a cheaper version of the iPhone. There's new evidence such a device is being developed. China Labor Watch says a report from one Apple parts supplier makes reference to a plastic iPhone. No such product is currently on the market. Accounts receivable departments at most of the nation's privately held companies are waiting longer for payments to come in because of the uncertain economy. Financial analysts SageWorks say that on average it takes a private firm more than 40 days to get paid by customers. Pfizer and Merck both posted weaker quarterly profits this morning, but the numbers from the two drug makers still top Wall Street forecasts. Stock market futures pointing a little higher ahead of the Tuesday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
How can you get your kids to open up and talk to you? Find out foolproof strategies in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. There are also articles on fun and effective school fundraisers, immunizations, plus a family-friendly fall calendar of events. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
You know, it was working so well right up until then. It really, really was. Okay. Well, let's see if we can try this again. I was going to teach you something science-wise. Well, I wasn't going to. They're going to.
Science Fencer.
Sniffing scalpel. Yeah, really? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. A new scalpel can tell surgeons whether they're cutting a tumor or healthy tissue. British and Hungarian researchers just finished a trial in 81 patients. According to mass spectrometrist Zoltan Takic of Imperial College London, it's impossible to tell the exact boundaries of a tumor just by looking. To make sure they've got it all, surgeons have to run tests on tissue samples.
And it does matter whether the surgeon has to wait like half an hour, 40 minutes for this result, or has to wait only for a second.
The scalpel, called the eye knife, is connected to a long tube which captures vaporized chemicals from the cells it slices into. The tube feeds into a mass spectrometer which flags cancer's chemical signatures. In Takic's study, the knife proved just as accurate as more time-consuming tests. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
There you are. Business owners save money, and it's easier to do than what you're doing right now. What that means is Suddenlink has business solutions for you. Save money, meaning save up to 30% versus the phone company, and then it's easier than what you got going on right now. This is what you do, business owners. Give Suddenlink a call at 595-2413 and put together the right combination of a low price and convenience. You got that going for you? It's a situation that you just can't beat. Again, 595-2413, and Chad will provide for you a business solution that is perfect for your business. You save 30% versus the phone company, and from a convenience standpoint, it's one call, it's one bill, it's one company. That makes it easy. There's live, local customer service to help you and keep you online. And when you make the switch to Suddenlink Business, your connection gives you unlimited possibilities. You get to keep the phone number that you've had for years. You get to keep the equipment you've already invested in. New customers can get workplace internet and unlimited business phone class for $100 a month, actually less than $100 a month. Plus, you get business class phone lines available for only $29.95 each. So remember, it's a special phone number that you call to get Chad Cowan connected with you so that you can get connected with Suddenlink and save money for your business. The number to call is 595-2413 for Suddenlink Business Solutions. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway. Or at morefeed.com. High today, about 100, actually goes all the way through to Saturday. Well, that's what they're showing now. It could go well beyond that. Low temperature will be about 77 or so, and no mention of rain in the forecast. At least the breezes will be up a little bit today at about 20 miles an hour. Same thing for tomorrow to kind of help cool you off, but it's just plain old Texas in July. And right now, we're looking at 78 degrees out there.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a pet-friendly bed and breakfast and special events venue just 15 minutes south of town. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A different set of circumstances was the possible cause of the second power outage in 5 days south of College Station.
We suspect that vegetation or some tree limbs might play a part, but at this time I couldn't confirm it as a certainty.
Alan Wood at BTU says 1,500 customers were without power for up to 2 hours from the Nantucket subdivision to Milliken.
We, you know, did our absolute best to isolate the problem and to restore as many customers as quickly as possible. And then, you know, focus on those few remaining customers that are closest to the source of the problem and get them back on as well.
Last Thursday, a transformer exploded at the Greens Prairie substation, affecting more than 3,000 customers. A Bryan boy who spent the night in the juvenile detention center will be seeing the judge this morning after a nighttime ride resulted in property damage and a smashed-up car. Sergeant Jason James says the 11-year-old boy took his grandparents' car keys and drove their car through the neighborhood, hitting a tree and mailbox before ending up against another tree in a yard near the intersection of Oak Ridge and Briar Oak.
The grass was messed up, the tire tracks. It took out one of the little wires that helped hold up a small tree. The damage to the tree, he spun the tires in the driveway and left a lot of rubber all over the driveway, so just a little minor cosmetic cleanup, but enough that it damaged the property there at the house.
James said the boy kept his foot on gas, which caused a lot of smoke, but no one was injured. He says the grandparents are filing charges for unauthorized use of motor vehicle, and the boy is receiving some citations for traffic violations, but the owners of the mailbox and the first tree don't want to press charges. Property damage estimated at $32,000 was the result of an accused drunk driver. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says this was Sunday morning just after 8, involving a pickup headed west on Brookside towards Old College.
The vehicle first struck a trailer, which was attached to a truck, then struck the truck it was attached to, continued down about one more house, and struck another vehicle that was parked on the side of the road, shearing off the front tire of the suspect vehicle. That vehicle then continued on and struck the side of another vehicle that was parked on the side of the road.
McKeithen says the truck turned around, ran over a speed limit sign, and struck a house, pulling out a natural gas line. Damage to the home was $15,000, and the damage to all the vehicles, the trailer, and replacing the street sign was more than $17,000. 43-year-old Scott Guillory of Bryan was taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Then he was arrested. He's out of jail after posting bond. Rural landowners in Brazos County have not given county commissioners reason to impose a burn ban, according to County Judge Dwayne Peters.
As long as people, you know, pay attention and don't have controlled burns when there's, you know, when the grass is dry like it is right now, there's no need to put the burn ban in place. It's when you start having problems and people are lighting fires when they shouldn't be that you may have to put it in so that there is actually a criminal offense if they do it.
Commissioners for the third straight week will consider the ban. And even with no burn ban, Peter says, those who set controlled burns that spread to neighbors' lands are still subject to civil liability. Yesterday was the first day to file for school board and city council seats in November's election.
In both cities, there will be at least one new face on each of the four governing bodies. No one filed yesterday for the College Station school board seat being vacated by Randall Pitcock, while Michael Wesson seeking the CSISD position now held by Garland Watson. In Bryan, Maritza Hoffman says she's not seeking re-election to the school board. Filing for that position was Josh Smith. On the Bryan City Council, Paul Madison's blocked by term limits from running for a third term. Two have filed in that district, Kevin Davenport and Perry Stephanie. College Station Councilman Jess Fields announced he was not running for a second term. Two have filed for the lone council opening, Steve Aldrich and Gary Ives. Four other city incumbents have filed for re-election, Mayors Jason Bielinski and Nancy Berry, Bryan Councilman Richard Cortez, and College Station School Board member Jeff Harris. The last day to file is August 26. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And it will come down to the last day of the second special session of the state legislature to reach a proposed constitutional amendment for additional highway money. The governor has promised to call a third special session. House Speaker Joe Strauss says developing a long-term solution can't be done in 30 days. Strauss was one of two representatives who did not vote yesterday. 24 more House members were absent as the proposal to ask voters to spend money from the rainy day fund fell by 16 votes to reach the minimum of 100. Representative Joe Pickett of El Paso wrote the bill.
Good news and bad news. You know, it's obviously that the majority of the House of Representatives thinks this is the way to go, but because it is a constitutional amendment, it is going to require that hard two-thirds.
The governor thanked the 84 House members who voted yes, including Brazos County Representatives Kyle Cassell and John Rainey. WTAW News Time is 8:37 at 78 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Good morning. It's 8:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162.
Through today, the skies will remain mostly sunny. It's going to be hot this afternoon with high temperatures rising into the middle and upper 90s. Then for tonight, it's generally clear, just a few scattered clouds around. Overnight low temperature back down to about 75. Mostly sunny and very hot again on Wednesday. Your high temperature 95 to near 100. At night, clear, warm in the upper 70s. And partly sunny skies on Thursday. Temperatures well up in the 90s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so what in blue blazes is a 7-foot-tall KFC bucket doing in somebody's front yard?
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Great,
having a good time.
Yeah, great question.
That's it. Waynesboro, Georgia resident Alina Hedrick told a local TV station she thought for sure she was hallucinating when she spotted the bucket in her yard. Naturally, she posted a photo of it on Bookface. It wasn't long before folks started showing up to get a gander at the big old bucket. But it turns out that Alina rents the house from a guy named Freddie Taylor, who collects old signs. He was the one who purchased the bucket and had it placed outside the property.
Okay, so no one in a chicken suit jumped out or anything like that?
No. Plans to permanently display the bucket outside Elena's home, but she doesn't seem to mind. It's unusual, but it makes really good landmarks when people come to the house.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, that's it. That's the lady's house. Got that bucket right there. Freddie figures the bucket's around 40 years old. If you notice, he said, it doesn't have KFC. It says Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yep.
The franchise officially changed its name to KFC in 1951.
Whoa.
Excuse me, 1991.
Oh, okay.
No, not because of the word fried chicken. It was because if they kept using the entire name, they would have to pay royalty to the Commonwealth of Kentucky, which trademarked the word Kentucky.
No kidding.
Yep.
I didn't know you could trademark a proper name.
Well, they are it, so they can.
Yeah, but what if your kid's name was Kentucky or something?
Well, they are the state. Well, I mean, I guess you could do that. You probably don't have to. And again, if the kid grows up and has business enterprises, if you want to, you know, go ahead and sue the Commonwealth of Kentucky, you could. But there you go. It's apparently right there. And, you know, there was a time long ago when we used to have, you know, the building codes were different in cities. They decided to kind of universalize them because, for instance, if you had a Zyder Z, which we had here.
What's that?
A Zyder Z was a seafood place.
Okay.
A seafood kind of fast food place. And it was the most recently, I guess, is the Fatburger still open in Bryan?
Yeah.
Okay. That was a Zyder Z. And it looked like a Dutch thing. It had a windmill, you know, crank-looking thing and all that stuff. And, of course, we remember Wiener Schnitzel used to have the big slanted red roof and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But now if you look at it, the way they build them, they're just pretty much universal boxes.
Now, do they have a guy in Waco? The Wiener Schnitzel has a guy running around in a dachshund costume. Do y'all have that?
No,
here?
I don't know. I think you probably can rent that. Oh. I mean, I'm just saying that's probably possible. But what they did then is what they needed to have some sort of a universal type building so that if there was a Burger King in there and it went out of business, then a Carl's Jr. could move in and it wouldn't be that difficult.
I see. You know, kind of like how
a little boxy thing.
In right. Navasota, we have a funeral home that used to be Pizza Hut.
Okay.
Well, we've got one of those here.
One of those here, too. Yeah. We had a matter of fact, we had a pawn shop there first that had a drive-through window, which was kind of interesting. but in the meantime, that's what they do. But used to be, if you went to a Kentucky Fried Chicken, a KFC, you know, the bucket was what they was their trademark. And that sucker, they had one of those that would turn around slowly.
Yep.
At a 45-degree angle. It's sitting at a 45-degree angle on the pole.
And was lit.
Yeah.
I remember those.
I mean, pretty weird looking back then. And maybe it's one of those. Maybe it's one of those deals. I don't know why it'd be painted blue, but nonetheless. So we got that going on. Okay, a riot erupted in California. That's probably happened before.
That's not really news, is
no,
it?
But it was a riot in downtown Huntington Beach Sunday night when a fight broke out after a surfing contest.
Yeah. Dude.
Dude, yeah, exactly. Chill.
It got really gnarly,
yeah, man.
Man.
Chill. You're out to Cali to have a good time. Yeah, it happened following the competition called the U.S. Open of Surfing. Businesses were vandalized and looted. Portable toities turned over. Brutal fist fights waged right out there in the open amongst the rioters and between rioters and police, adding to the difficulty. Hundreds of surfing fans stood around watching the skirmishes. Hey, man, Well, I had flip-flops on. I can't get in there and, like,
man,
mix it up, man.
You're harshing my buzz.
Exactly.
Dude.
Really. Yeah, buzzkill. More than 100 officers from several cities were called in to quell the violence. 7 arrested. Amazingly, nobody seriously injured. Well, of course not. If they had motorcycle boots, there could have been problems. But if you got flip-flops on, how bad could it be? Hello.
Yeah, I've got one of those buckets. I picked it up off of Texas Avenue. They just gave it to me.
You're kidding me.
Now, make a good deer stand, but I never have made one out of it.
So where is it? Is it in your driveway or what?
No, it's in my barn.
You want to take a picture of it and send it to us?
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, just take a picture and send it to news at BryanBroadcasting.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do that, man, and any other information you want to give us. That'd be outstanding. So what, you were
and
just...
if you convert it, I want to see those pictures, too.
And if you, did you just stop, or, I mean, you just...
Yeah, I was laying out back, and I asked if they wanted to get rid of it, and they said, yeah, if you can haul it off. Well, I was working for a company with a crane truck, so I put it on a trailer and hauled it home.
So
that's a pretty good lift going home with it.
I imagine. So was it the one there at Texas and Sulphur Springs? Is that where you got it?
Yeah, that's correct.
Wow, interesting. Thank you for telling me about that, and please send us a picture. We'd love to see it.
All right, I'll do it.
Thank you.
That's cool.
Right. Yeah. This is the greatest show in the world.
Ever.
I'm just telling you.
Ever.
It's just great. I really appreciate the call.
See, because this has happened so often, we need to do a story then about somebody giving us lottery money.
Yeah, really, we do.
Because everybody calls and goes, oh, yeah, I've done that.
I've done that before, yeah.
Three DJs become wealthy on somebody's lottery winnings.
I mean, there's a guy right there sitting in his truck or whatever listening and going, yeah, I got one of those.
That's awesome.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
New technology has led to new kinds of pain in UK. Doctors are seeing patients who have suffered some kind of discomforting pain in their thumbs. Now, Kat, this is you, is it not?
My thumb did not get damaged from texting.
Now, did I say texting? I never said texting.
You talked about technology, and I knew where you were headed.
Oh, all right, okay.
Kat just got an iPhone, so that's definitely not the problem.
No, that's right. That's probably right.
I use my pointer on my right hand to type everything.
That goes pretty slowly then, doesn't it?
It sure does.
I got you.
As slowly as you type,
Thank
Scott.
You. More than half of Brits surveyed complain they experience thumb fatigue when using their smartphones. According to the London Telegraph, the average Brit uses their phone for almost an hour a day, but that doesn't include the time spent making or taking calls and sending text messages. The survey found that over 40% admitted their thumbs needed rest breaks, while two-thirds wished their thumbs were faster and more dexterous. Dexterous, yes. One expert foresees thumb use and the level of thumb injuries increasing. Ooh!
Do you think we're going to involve and everyone's going to have gigantic thumbs?
I don't know. Something like that. The next time I talk to my hand doctor, I'll have to ask him about that. Say, hey, man, are you getting more thumb things? Anyway, we're using our thumbs more than ever for rapid, fine movements. Doctors are using gadget-related or seeing gadget-related injuries increase, and they are recommending that patients give their thumbs and fingers a break. Guess what, Doc? That's not going to happen.
No.
Well, I say that, but you know, I use talk to text. I don't text that often. It's just a lot easier. Hello.
I smell another workman's cough.
Yep, I think you're probably right. Yep, you come in and people just have their thumbs wrapped up with gauze and stuff and just ginormous, and you'll tell your boss, I wish I could work today, but I can't.
I've got thumbel tunnel syndrome.
I like that. Yeah, thumbel tunnel syndrome. Okay. All right, Wall Street Journal's got some numbers for you here. They checked the states to see which states had the most inmates per 1,000 people living in the state. Data comes from the Bureau of Justice Statistics. First of all, Texas has the most people in jail of any state.
Because we got more jails.
You know. Yeah, 157,900 Texans are in jail.
Do they count in the census?
You know, I don't know how that works. They do count
do
in
they
the count census.
As, do they count as people?
Yeah, I think they probably do. Anyway, per 100,000, number one is Louisiana. Yep, those coon asses will do that to you. 893 per 100,000.
Scott.
I know it's terrible. Mississippi is second, then comes Alabama, then Oklahoma. And then
so
Texas
if you're in the
fifth.
SEC, you're going to jail.
That's right. Well, fifth is Texas, So we're in there too, all right? Well, no, that's not – Oklahoma's not in the SEC. But anyway, got that going on. Then Arizona, Georgia, Florida, Missouri, and Idaho. Those would be your folks in jail.
Idaho,
well, I don't know. Idaho, I mean, it says 499 people per 100,000 residents. So, yeah, percentage-wise, they got a lot of folks.
They must be using them tater guns in Idaho.
I suppose that's it. A British couple has held their wedding reception at McDonald's, Stephen and Emily Asher. They met at the Golden Arches, so they thought it would be appropriate to celebrate their marriage there.
No.
Couple reportedly
it's
paid
not.
$225 for 33 wedding guests to dine on McNuggets and milkshakes. Okay, so get your Google page there and do your quick math. $225 divided by 33.
Hang on.
Again. Yeah, it's just right there. Yeah, just do that. I'll take a phone call. Hey, what's up? Hello?
Hey there.
What?
You know Gander Mountain sells those gloves with a bear trigger finger on them.
Oh, okay.
I was in Best Buy the other day, and they sell gloves with a thumb open for texting.
Really?
Yep.
I had no idea. Thank you. I appreciate that.
They make gloves that are sensitive right. through, and the answer, by the way, is $6.81.
Okay, $6.81. That's what you got for Mac Nuggets and a milkshake, and that's what it's going for there. Even though the food was cheap, the bride and groom arrived in style in a stretch limo.
Well,
like
see,
that.
This is that story in reverse times two.
Okay.
Can you follow that?
No, I can't.
Two unrelated guys arrested in the same week for throwing pizza.
Throwing pizza?
Yep. 47-year-old guy in Fort Mill, South Carolina, arrested for chucking pizza at his 40-year-old girlfriend.
What's that about?
He claimed she threw the pizza first.
Wow.
She was covered with sauce. He wasn't. He went to the pokey.
Well, was it the same pizza they were throwing back and forth at each other?
Are yes. they on drugs?
Was it Giordino's or was it...
didn't say.
In a box or what?
And, wow. then the next day in North Carolina...
Do you think they wadded it up before they threw it at them?
I guess if you threw it like a Frisbee, that would be fun.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Why did they call the police?
Because it was... And I'm going to get to that part.
Okay, here we
but
go.
But then on Sunday in Wilkesboro, North Carolina... Yeah. So North and South Carolina, both well represented in the pizza tossing.
Always good.
A 25-year-old guy threw pizza at his 19-year-old girlfriend. He denied throwing pizza, but the cops found it splattered all over the apartment. He was charged with domestic violence.
Wow.
The guy in South Carolina was charged with misdemeanor assault with a pizza.
Hey, y'all feel like tossing a pizza after work?
Did they put with a pizza on there in the arrest report?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's...
It made it more funny.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's do that. Actually, I was going to say, we could... You know, we've thrown stuff off the balconies before. We can't do it anymore, though, because we're caged in. But we could, like do a pizza toss, you know?
We could do it off the roof.
Not me.
The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevChecks have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972. And there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Thank you for making RV Station the fastest growing RV dealer in the area. Folks at RV Station know that you work hard for your RV and you deserve the best. And at RV Station, they stock only the best brands like Jayco and Rockwood and Puma and Raptor. Brands that are built to last for decades, and right now at RV Station in Bryan, you can get a brand new 2013 Puma bunkhouse for only $16,500. Stock number is 1546. Need something that's even a hotter deal than that? Then take $20,000 off a new 2013 Keystone Raptor 300MP toy hauler. Now, this is the number one selling toy hauler in North America, and it's sale price now at $52,995. The stock number there is $23,97. Financing is available with approved credit. The best prices in the country on the best brands. Go to RV Station online or come by and visit them at RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes. Never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Good morning, 8:53, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here's a fast food gimmick for you.
Okay.
It's the folks at KFC once again, but this time it's in Japan. The KFC combo meal dinners now get you fried chicken dinners with a mini hand crank ice cream maker.
Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't come preloaded with ingredients for your instant fast food dessert, unfortunately, but customers take the mug home, and they load it up with their ingredients themselves and go for it.
I would totally go for that.
That's a pretty interesting thing.
That's really cool. Why aren't they doing that here?
Well, they may be doing a little marketing over there to see if it works, and then, you know.
That's really cool.
Bring it back over here.
You know why they don't give you the ingredients? They don't want a bunch of people sitting in there going.
Yeah, right, yeah, making it happen, yeah. If you're looking to get a bargain from somebody on Craigslist, then go in with a smile. It turns out that flattery will get you a better bargain when dealing with people selling their own stuff. Here's the logic. When people sell their own stuff, they do feel a sense of impending loss. So they inflate the value of the product. It's called the endowment effect. And flattery seems to break down their guard. The translation is, if you're interested in buying that secondhand car, it would be a good idea to compliment something about the owner. About the owner, okay? Not the car. Because if you do that, you know, or you just told me you liked it, so go ahead and pay my price. But, you know, you say something nice to them.
So in this case, and with that accent, that's a mighty nice tooth you have.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. But that way you build a relationship with them so that you can, you know, get the product at the price that you want.
Where did you find this?
Where did I find what?
Because I've got a similar story to this from the University of Kansas.
And what do they say?
They say that you compliment the salesperson on how they look.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Right. I compliment. Well, so, yeah, something about the owner. I don't know. Just does not say. Maybe been no telling.
It's interesting.
Well, a little psychology there. A 20-year-old Florida man allegedly punched and kicked two store employees after stealing a small bag of tater chips. That's when the deputies arrested Benjamin Barber. He told him his mom had predicted he'd end up behind bars. A self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly.
Nice. And then there's the Oregon man who allegedly armed himself with a baseball bat to rob a store. Okay. Grabs a weapon to rob a store when Derek Mosley smashed the display window with the bat. The manager at the discount gun sales pulled his firearm.
There's a joke there about bringing a baseball bat to a gunfight.
That's it.
He said it would be so super easy.
Who?
You know, they.
Oh, you met them?
Yes, they.
Mm. Oh, they, that they.
Yes,
the
yes.
people who say.
Yeah, long name,
amazing results. Yeah, no.
The AggielandHelpWanted.com people.
I love them. I posted my resume in minutes, searched hundreds of local jobs.
And you found a job.
Thanks to them, I did.
They.
Ah, I always wondered who they were.
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Now I know.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Sully's Sports Grill and Bar, and the Sleep Station. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2013 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2013 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet.
Save on the number one selling car in America. Get $1,500 customer cash or lease a 2013 Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with just $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. Ends 8/5/13.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, a couple of minutes till. Investigative reporter Shay Allen of Huntsville, Alabama's based ABC affiliate WAAY, has been fired after posting a series of candid confessions titled Confessions of a Redheaded Reporter. The post consists of 10 TV revelations about her behind-the-scenes deep thoughts. Number one, I've gone braless during a live interview and no one was the wiser. Two, my best sources are the ones who secretly have a crush on me. Three, I'm better live when I have no script and no idea of what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Ooh. Number four, I've mastered the ability to contort my body into a position that makes me appear much skinnier in front of the camera than I actually am. Number five, I hate the right side of my face. Number six, I'm frightened of old people and refuse to do stories involving them or the places where they reside. Number seven, happy, fluffy rainbow stories about good things make me depressed. Number eight, I've taken naps.